said to them, "Your eyes for the Lord."
Brother Stewart, I was recognized that I was a good person at one time. Some people, I don't know if some don't know me, Brother Mike Craft from Russellville. I used to be here farther back than Brother Tally, back in 1967. That's a long ways back. Right now, I'm still welcomed. I know why all. Anyway, Brother Stewart, as he stated, he was my supervisor even after he got to dismiss me. He still treated me with warmth and love. On the job, he still treated me with brotherly love. To this day, we always had an inside joke about being a good friend and a brother and a boss man. So I always called him that as a best friend, and he's still my best friend and a brother, and we always got something special. And he's always been especially friend. And everybody here is special. Some people I don't know in names, by names, but things has always special things in my heart. Brother Tally, I didn't know you retired. It's about time. I thought it was like 39 years, but things that you said a while ago, I got quite a bit from it. It was good that you finally got that opportunity. I know from AT&T, you got quite a few years of experience, but things that you got here that you got was several things you got here from the Spirit and words that I've got the same. You know, I got things from the same pulpit and the same from Brother Tucker and Brother Linegar. Now you're getting things that I'm not getting from Brother Smith. So you're getting more blessings that I'm not getting. So you're getting more blessings there. But the things that we all getting blessed with, we're all benefiting something. Different people gets different things from different areas. I get something now that I didn't get before I moved. I moved several, I can't tell you how many years ago. How many years have been since I've been moved? 8, 9 years? Something like 8 years ago, but longer than five. Anyway, I moved several years ago went to Brother Richie's there at Russellville. So when I get opportunity, I get to come visit, and now I'm visiting quite often, So I get double portions anytime the doors of the True Body of Christ Church, I'll be here. So I get what I can here. So somebody gets up like Brother Smith, Brother Tally, or whoever gets up, I get something. I try to get something from it. I try to use. I'll use the word. I won't say wisdom, but I use. I'll go and use that word. I've been taught what you can get it. What you don't, you just don't get it because it goes over your head or my head. Let me put it my mind. So what I will do when I can get something, go on and use it and get it and benefit from it. And when I come and visit an assembly like this, it's still, and I'll tell everybody, this is my assembly from the past, but also when I'm here, I use it because this is still my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Some of them I don't have anything this is my sister, my brothers. This is part of me. Brother McGowan, people's here, I've known back is 1967, so please excuse me if I'm pointing out people that I don't know, but I will get to know your names. But brother, I do apologize. I'm going after service, I'm going to come to you and meet you, brother. I promise you now, brother. What I'm getting to is when I want to know something, and that's another part of since I had brain surgery, Brother Stewart pointed out, since I have had brain surgery, I have become to where I want more of what we all have. And that is something that when we get something, our pastor has put something out here on the Bible's open, and he put something out here for you or I, and put something for us to learn. I have learned to want it for interpretation. We might have a slight difference on understanding, but that's okay. I want it put out here. I want the wheat. I want it to be threshed. I want it to get the true understanding. I want to come here. I want to get the spirit. I want to blend our wine. I want to get our true our spirit together. I want to get what you have, I have. What we are together. This is where we are a family, Brother Weininger. We are that. We are a family, Brother Talley. We have been here together. We are still here. We are that right here. We are one family, and we are going to stay together. We're going to work together. We are here to get our life together with the Lord. And this is where why I am here is because this is my family, and I tell people at Russellville, this. My family, my physical family, is not here. This is my family. This is my true family. My family, none is here in the body of Christ other than my aunt and uncle, my cousins. But here is more because we are seeking for the truth and in the spirit for what everybody wants. We're all wanting it, and that's why I come here. When the door is here, if I'm here now, I want it. That's what I'm wanting. You were saying, Brother Talley? I was wanting to hear it. I was wanting to hear it. What somebody else is up here, Mark, I'm wanting to hear more from you. I heard that play. Whatever everybody has, something like this. Brother Philip, you got something? I want to hear it, brother. Somebody's got something? I want to hear it because I have become to want more. I still fail so much, but I'm still becoming to, I'm wanting more. I found out I fail the Lord. I fail my family. I fail so many people, so many things, but I'm still not giving up. I'm by grace of God, I'm still here. I'm still here by the grace of God. I'm still trying. But I want to get more. That's the only thing I can really put out here is I want more. I need more things for my life. I'm not going to give up, Brother Philip. I will not give up by your prayer. That's it. But here is where I guess things that I have. I've only have one thing to give, and that's my life, and that's for the Lord. I should really stop there. But really, what I was going to say, really, Brother Fred, was back to you, Brother Fred. Thank you for that right there. It was a little bit of embarrassment, but nah, right there isn't nothing because that was it was from your heart and my heart too, because that. But I'll talk to you. I'll pray for you, brother. No, brothers, this is people that don't know me. I'm sort of some people say it's interesting, but some people odd, but. This is my family, so you're just going to have to get used to Brother Mike, because I'm going to be around here anytime your doors is open, and I'm around here. Get ready for me. Isn't that right, Sister Talley? So better look out. Everybody better look out, because I'm going to be visiting and knocking on your door, because I want some more of your wine, some more of your word. I told Brother Smith, you got something, I want it. got an extra cup, pour it in. I want some of that too. But I'm going to be visiting. But it's always good to be here. I do want to be here and talk with Brother Richie. And so we're going to be having our meeting on the 21st. And hopefully, I'm here to make sure that I give you my personal invitation. My personal invitation. I do want to invite y'all to come our meeting on the 21st on Saturday. Brother Warner, can I take I'll personally drive you up there, brother, because you are my special friend for how many years? See how special he is. Now, that's how much I love him. Sister Weininger, you also. I'll put you in there now. See, I can say that in a jestful way because they are so dear to my heart. I can say that and sincerely mean that. Because they go back to 1950-something, back to St. Louis, put it that way. And they have known my folks. But if you need something, you give me a call if you desire. Please. Please come up and visit us. Come up to Russellville on the 21st. Hope to see y'all. Stuart, I'll bring you up too.
Well, this has been a little different, but a comfortable night, hasn't it? And enjoyable. All the good testimonies. A lot of recollections, memories brought back. Brother Talley's message filled with a lot of memory to me because of I didn't go to retirement. I was called and moved, gave up my career, and moved here. And it recalled a lot of the feelings that I had of leaving friends and not just on the job, but in the neighborhood and family and so many things like that that you go through when you give yourself wholly to the Lord. I don't know about you, but I had a hard time getting the Holy Ghost. But my Holy Ghost took something out of me. It required of me to give my all and to promise God that I'd never give up. And that comes to me whenever I have discouragements and trials and tests. And I remember my commitment. And all the trials, it seems like every time a real difficult thing comes up, I remember those things. And, of course, moving to Little Rock was about the only move I ever made that was anything significant. Moving from one house to another isn't so much in the same area, but all those changes just shook me so bad. It changed me. It caused me to seek God. Actually, I wanted to know why I'm going through all these problems. And I thought my commitment to God would bless me. But I didn't understand then that when you really get committed to the Lord, God begins working on you. He may work on you before you come to God in order to bring you to the Lord, but he'll usually use some wonderful method that'll bless you to get you in. But once you get in this and you get a commitment to the Lord, God will try you. He'll test you, see how good your commitment is. And I know what it means to leave the family, friends and relatives and jobs, and all your customs, all your ways change. But it's a new way. I grew up in this body from the first I can remember. The only churches I ever knew. And I realized when I really got the Holy Ghost and committed my life, I began to realize how little I knew about the body. All the traditions and the standards and those things was part of me. My parents were very rigid and very committed to the church as well. We drove quite a distance, about 45 or so miles, to church every service. And Dad was always one of the first there and one of the last to leave. And when I was a teenager, if I didn't have a special friend to talk to, I wanted to get out of there. I didn't have any commitment to the Lord. I sought the Holy Ghost many times, but there was a period of time when I didn't seek. I had given up, was discouraged. But I was still in church because of the habit. That's where my friends were. It's a wonderful thing. It, even without the Lord in your life, without knowing, it's a wonderful environment. Our children can enjoy this church. I'd like to comment about that I really appreciate what Brother Leniger's doing for the young people. I really appreciate it. Yes, I said Brother Leniger, didn't I? Yes, definitely, Brother Smith. And much more that he's done. I tell you, God really dealt with me to seek him out, especially after Brother Leniger died. But I'm so thankful that God showed me that he was what I needed to lean on, the man I needed to lean on. I realized my potential, my gifts, was not what Brother Tucker had or what Brother Leniger had and what this church needed. But Brother Smith could fill the bill, I believed, and I became convinced of it, and I'm so thankful that God has moved us this way and that God has definitely moved on the church from Republic, bringing them here. And what blessings you are to us, you folks that have had to move. There's a number of people in this church that have moved here from out of state even. And many of them, not necessarily for this church, maybe just, but they moved, made great moves for the Lord. I don't know if I'd like to ask a raise of hands, but I won't do that. But it's a real difficult thing. If you have never made a sincere commitment to serve God with all your heart, never going back, no matter what trial or test you go through. And it seems to require a good understanding, doesn't it, of God's plan and why we have to suffer. That's a revelation, it was to me, that we had to suffer. And the one that convinced me was that it said in Hebrews, Jesus was made perfect through the things that he suffered. I thought he was already perfect. I didn't know he was made perfect. But you know, Jesus had the nature of a man, but he had the power of the Holy Ghost sustaining him. But you and I have the Holy Ghost to sustain us. We may not have the fullness of the Holy Ghost like Jesus did. That's a revelation too. But Jesus conquered. He conquered his own nature, didn't he? He put it to death. God knows that we can do it with the grace of God and the wonderful teachings we're getting. We know that the Holy Ghost is necessary. We know water baptism is necessary, but we know that sufferings, fire baptism is necessary to continue making us perfect. So we're on our way, aren't we? We understand why we suffer, and we understand why it's important for us to be here, especially you that are here that are so faithful. I know, it's hard. I don't blame anybody that isn't or can't be. I'm not judging. But it's a wonderful thing when you get that in your heart and your mind. You don't come just to hear something that'll teach you or some new message or new revelation, but you come to worship the Lord. We come to worship the Lord, and it's a joy that goes part of it is visiting with our brothers and sisters and hearing your testimonies and your experiences and relating to it. it's actually very encouraging, isn't it, to be with one another and to lift one another up. So I've been lifted up tonight, and I appreciate all of you folks. What a change the church is going through. And it's time, isn't it? The world is changing. It's getting more dangerous. The powder kegs are just ready to blow, aren't they? There's going to be some grand times in the future. Because what I'm looking for is not all the fire and not all the trouble that's coming, but I'm looking for the restored church, aren't you? What's that song the band plays sometimes? It's a lively song. Looking for a City, that's the one. I love that. And if you get the words of that and think about it, we're looking for a city. It's a restored church. It's what we're looking for. Now, Abraham was looking for a city, wasn't he? Amen. Well, we're looking for something tonight, and we're gaining ground all the way. I know we're going to make it. Well, let's remember Brother Smith, and always keep praying for Brother Smith. He's our leader. And we pray for him that God keeps his hand on him to lead him. And he seems to already have enough gift that he understands what we need. He feeds us good. Spiritually, he feeds us good. I'm encouraged through it all. I'm more encouraged today than I've been in a long time in my life. I've got my old age characteristics, I suppose. A little memory loss comes to me, but plagues me quite a bit. But I'm so thankful to be here. I'm so thankful for what God has done for me. I'm thankful that I came here, even though it separated me from so many things that I lost and missed, my family and so on. But I'm thankful for my family. They're all still serving God. They're all in Pentecostal movements. And I'm appreciative of that. I believe there's hope for every one of them, just like there is for everybody else that'll accept the Lord in their life. Let's stand and thank the Lord for his many blessings. Praise. Keep praying for the people that's moving. And all our prayer list, Sister Oates.
We have women's meeting this Saturday.
Yes. Tell us more about it. This Saturday. All right. It's just women. Oh. Hey, I got an invitation.
That's only after you begging and pleading, though.
All right, let's pray for the women's, the ladies' meeting. God will really bless it. I think it's very profitable. And I'd advise you, women, to be thinking what you can add to your women's meeting. Maybe it'll be an opportunity to testify and tell what God has done for you. All right, any other prayer requests before we dismiss? If that's all, let's go to the Lord in prayer and gratitude and blessings and thankfulness for what God has done. Thank you, Lord, for every thought tonight, every encouraging thing that's been said. Lord, and we ask you to bless each one. Those that couldn't be here, Lord, let us remember them and